This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Gary Larrabee. Used to call him a sports writer, but now let's go a bit beyond that and call him an author. Gary, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Bill, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Gary, you have a new book out. We have a photo up there on the website, Salem Country Club. Not your first Salem Country Club book, but put those two books into context for our listeners, and we'll get into this latest book.
Thanks, Bill. No, my most recent book is an 80-page all-color book, moderate size, not a big coffee table book, on the first 25 years of the second century of Salem Country Club. I did the first book, which covered the first 100 years, for 1995, and here we are 25, 27, 28 years later. The project was delayed, Bill, because of the pandemic. But we finally got the book done for this 2023 season. And as you may know, there's been so much happening at Salem in the last 25 years at the country club. Two senior opens, tons of work on the golf course, on this their beautiful old clubhouse, which dates back to 1925 when the golf course opened, keeping in mind that the club was founded 30 years earlier than that in Salem. And they had a few nine-hole golf courses moving around in Salem proper at the turn of the century. They finally needed an 18-hole golf course, and they found this beautiful property, the Sanders Farm in West Peabody, where they are now and where they will actually be celebrating another anniversary in 25 or 26, the first that's the centennial of the golf course and the clubhouse where they stand now.
Yeah. Wow. So what is in this book, Gary? What's in the current book? And is it about the those big events that you mentioned, the senior opens and so on?
Yes, but we also talk about the club champions, and the big tournament every year is the Invitation Four Ball, which is now approaching their 100th anniversary in a few more years. So tons of history. And oddly enough, history really was made during this last 25-year period with the winningest women's club champion, Maureen Ramini, who won her 17th club championship during this time frame to break a tie. She had been at 16 club championships with the late, great Edie O'Connor. And on the men's side, Kevin Daly, local insurance man, became the first men's champion to win 5 consecutive club championships. We're talking, you know, over 100 years of men's club championships, 125 years. So that's been very historic, very noteworthy, among other things, Bill. But we talk about a lot of women's golf as well. They've done a lot of work also on the pool and the tennis courts, part of the property. They've had some extraordinary people work at the club, like Kip Tyler was the course superintendent for 38 years before he retired, and because he just passed away a year or so ago of cancer. But he had a wonderful, historic tenure at Salem. Now the course superintendent is a fellow named Bill Rocco, R-O-C-C-O, from Pine Valley. He came to Salem from Pine Valley. He's a Massachusetts boy, so he was thrilled to come back to Salem, to Massachusetts. Stories in there about those gentlemen. They've spent a lot of time on the golf course doing wonderful restoration work. They've spent millions of dollars in the clubhouse, working on the clubhouse, dining room area, offices, exercise rooms, moving around the pro shop, having a beautiful archives room for their history, which I'm all keen about, of course, Bill. Just a lot's happened at the club over these years, and most significantly as well, the 2001 and 2017 U.S. Senior Opens. They've had other significant tournaments there over these years, a women's state amateur, the New England PGA Championship. So you know, it's been a real hub of golf here on the North Shore, as you know, going way, way back to when Babe Zaharias won a Women's Open back in 1954, very historic. They've had six USGA championships there. There maybe some more coming up. Nothing's been announced yet, but all this stuff has been fun to write about. The membership been very cooperative, and even had a unique situation there, Bill, just last fall. Not this past fall, but a year ago, before the book was going to press, they had two members who you know, Dr. John Fallon and Steve Fryer, who is still, I think, even in his semi-retirement year, still does some agent work for a few of the Bruins.
Okay.
But he and Steve Fryer and John Fallon had back-to-back holes in one on back-to-back swings during a four-player match, which we'd never seen before at Salem Country Club. Back-to-back swings and two holes, one on the short 12th hole at Salem. Extraordinary stuff, and it's all in the book. I've been thrilled to have a chance to write about it.
All right, you mentioned the document room, if you will, or the library, if you will, with the historical references. Tell me about researching either the first book, which was the first 100 years, or even the second book. I would think there's firsthand accounts from people, interviews, those kinds of things, but there's also document dives as well, I'm sure.
True. The first 100 years, of course, was a 3.5-year project. They gave me a nice office space in the clubhouse. And that was actually my first book, Bill, after I was working to thinking about leaving the Salem News, which I did in 95.
Wow.
After 25 years there. That was the year that the Salem Country Club book came out, after I had a chance to spend my free time, of course.
Yeah.
At the club, and put, you know, they had a wonderful archives even then.
Yeah.
They didn't know what they had, and I was able to dig around the clubhouse, and they had actually, Bill, they had the Board of Governors meetings and minutes going right back to the very first meeting in 1895. So that was a wonderful guide for my book project. So much fun,
yeah.
and just so much digging, and that was where I really learned how to research a golf book, a golf history book, a country club history, if you will. And I've done, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 of those since, for clubs like Winchester, Kernwood, Wellesley, Neshottock, Larry Gannon. But I learned it all from the very first book, which was Salem Country Club's book. They gave me that opportunity, Bill, and I've taken advantage of that opportunity and kept cranking out the books for the last 30 years.
Now, we know there are his storied historic country clubs around the country. Did you model a book after a book, maybe done on one of those great courses, whatever that it might be, Augusta, who knows what?
I really did not. I looked at a few of them, but when I traveled down to USGA headquarters in Far Hills, New Jersey, with a Salem member, Paul Zato, who was a tremendous help in getting the first book done. But you have to really base the book on what you find, what you can dig up, what you can encounter for information. That's where you develop the shape of the book, the size of the book, and the chapters in the book. So I was really winging it for that first book. Mike McDougall, you may remember Mike McDougall Associates, a prominent North Shore public relations and advertising firm from days gone by. Mike was president during the project for 1995, and he was a big help as well. But you have to really shape a book by what you find for information and what you know about the historical elements, because every book will be different in that respect.
Yeah. If people wanted to get this book, where would they get this, the new one, this one?
Well, the book is not actually for public sale.
Okay.
It's really, we only did this book really for the membership and for golf organizations who want a book like this for their own library and for future reference, possibly, but possibly people can contact the club, general manager Bill Shaw. Yeah. And I don't know if they actually, I don't think they've set any kind of a protocol for it, but they might be able to purchase a copy of the book if they just contact the club directly and contact GM Bill Shaw.
Yeah. So what are you working on now? What you have another project in the pipeline, I understand.
Yes, Bill, we have and you know, timing is so important. When I decided to leave the Salem News back in 95, of course the Salem Country Club book was almost done, but I had decided at that point, and doing some research and some due diligence, there were an awful lot of clubs who have got centennial histories coming up.
Right.
So I decided that would be the one reason why I had to leave the Salem News after 25 years. Also some burnout after 25 years. But I had a great time working for the late, great Bill Kaporis. and Mike Grenier and Jim Lazar and Carl Siegel, all great names from the Salem News sports department past. But I realized there were a lot of potential book projects out there. So that's when I needed to leave the Salem News and keep doing these books. And here we are, from 1995 to here we are in almost 2025.
Yeah.
And I'm still cranking them out. This one last book will be on the Golf Course Superintendents Association of New England. Timing, Bill, because their centennial is next year, or this coming year in 2024, and like these other books, the timing was just right. Winchester, Wellesley, Neshonnick, they all had anniversaries coming up, and I was fortunate enough to put the in Kernwood, and I was able to put those books together, as well as a centennial book for the New England PGA. I've been one lucky guy.
Well, I guess you can't do another. You're not going to be doing another centennial book for the Salem Country Club, I'm thinking. I mean, that'd be asking way too much of you, way too much time, because I don't know what you're going to be doing for the next 95 years or so, Gary, but maybe that's the time to stop with the centennial books here. No, I'm just kidding. But you're right. Man, what a great thing. So what keeps you busy? What are you interested in? What are you following now in sports? So forget, it could be golf. I'm sure it's golf. But what else are you following for? Because you used to follow the Celtics and cover the Celtics for the Salem News for so many years. What are you keeping track of nowadays?
I'm a general sports fan, Bill, now in my semi-retirement. But the Celtics still rank very high in my interest quota, if you will. And they drive us all crazy from one night to the next. You never know what they're going to show up or not. But they do have a strong team this year, and we'll see if they can get the magic in the spring when you really have to have it. I enjoy watching almost all sports. I'm a big movie buff, like my oldest son, Michael. Love to do that. I'm a big New York Times reader. I'm trying to read more. I get about 12 books I'm reading right now, Bill, all different varieties. Biographies, histories, a book on Bunker Hill, some famous novels I never got around to reading when I was younger, and I've become quite a reader. And I'm also a big fan of Netflix.
There you go. What's the best movie you've seen lately? Let me ask you this: Do you watch movies over and over again? Like, if you, a classic, you watch it multiple times, What do you like right now? What's current?
Well, I was a big fan, and I still am a big fan of La La Land from a few years ago. I haven't seen Barbie yet, but I have to go out and see Barbie. And maybe Oppenheimer, some great movies from 2023. But most of the movies nowadays, Bill, in my estimation, I'm from a old traditional upbringing, and I still like to wear a tie and a suit to a wedding or a funeral. I like to dress up for church. A lot of people don't do that. Same thing with movies. I don't care for too much of this, all this crazy science fiction stuff and monsters. But I've always loved the movies, and I've always loved. I'm a readaholic. I love to read, as you can imagine, being a wordsmith all my life. I'm very grateful at the age of 74 that I can still do all this stuff and watch my five grandchildren with my wife Ann, and watching them grow up a little bit. And as you know, there's nothing like being a grandparent these days.
Yeah. Well, Gary, I'm looking around the office area here. I do not see a lot of Barbie memorabilia here. So folks are looking for a gift idea for you this this holiday season. Barbie, 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 mate. It might spark you get to the theaters to see the 2023 Barbie classic.
I guess I gotta believe there'll be a sequel to it, but but I like Scorsese too. I like Martin Scorsese movies, and yeah. We all like a little sex and violence, but not too much, you know.
Yeah, I'm not a big violence fan guy myself. Well, Gary, you're probably thinking this interview went just 3 or 4 minutes too long. I get that. But, Gary, great catching up with you. Thanks so much for doing this, and best of luck.
Well, thanks, Bill, for your interest, and thanks for promoting golf a little bit when you have a chance around here.
Yeah. Gary Larrabee with us, author, here on MSONewsports.com.